From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's edition of Let the Bible Speak, Dr. Cairns brings the next portion of a message entitled, The Passing of the Temporary and the Coming of the Permanent. The text is the last phrase of Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 13. Now that which decayeth and waxeth old is ready to vanish away. The immediate context is dealing with the passing of the Old Testament ceremonies and the initiation of God's new covenant in Christ. In these words, we see also the decay and eventual death of our human bodies. Yet, for the believer in Jesus Christ, death is not the end. Rather, it signals a new beginning, exchanging the temporary for the permanent dwelling in God's presence. As he continues along this theme, Dr. Cairns exhorts believers to hold loosely to the things of this world, for those things are passing away. Only that which is valued by God will endure when earthly joys have vanished. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in a few minutes. First, please share with us in this timely devotional from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, His Kindness and Covenant. The text is Isaiah chapter 54 and verse 10. For the mountains shall depart, and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy on thee. One of the most delightful qualities of divine love is its abiding character. The pillars of the earth may be moved out of their places, but the kindness and the covenant of our merciful Jehovah never depart from his people. How happy my soul feels in a firm belief of this inspired declaration. The year is almost over, and the years of my life are growing few. But time does not change my Lord. New lamps are taking the place of the old. Perpetual change is on all things, but our Lord is the same. Force overturns the hills, but no conceivable power can affect the eternal God. Nothing in the past, the present, or the future can cause Jehovah to be unkind to me. My soul, rest in the eternal kindness of the Lord, who treats thee as one of near kin. Remember also the everlasting covenant. God is ever mindful of it. See that thou art mindful of it too. In Christ Jesus, the glorious God has pledged himself to thee to be thy God, and to hold thee as one of his people. Kindness and covenant dwell on these words as sure and lasting things which eternity itself shall not take from thee.
To your own understanding.
As you enjoy this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, we'd like to call your attention to a new publication. The Free Presbyterian Church has produced a devotional book entitled A Word in Season. Here is an ideal companion for your daily Bible reading and prayer. In a beautiful hardcover edition, A Word in Season contains 366 clear, concise Bible studies on the major themes of Scripture concerning what it means to be a Christian. Each day it brings you a text of Scripture with a short study to edify and encourage you. At the back of the book is a section, Begin and End the Day with Scripture, which sets out a schedule of daily Bible readings designed to take you through the entire Bible once and the Psalms and New Testament twice in 2 years. The title, A Word in Season, recognizes that we all face different situations and have different needs in our Christian walk. Whatever your season, youth or old age, sickness or health, happiness or sadness, blessing or bereavement, here are messages that will minister the truth of God's Word to your heart. The price is $20, which includes postage and handling. To obtain a copy of A Word in Season, you may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. You may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Or you may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Be sure to obtain your copy of A Word in Season.
Turning this morning to the book of Hebrews chapter 8, we'll commence reading at the first verse. Now of the things which we have spoken, This is the sum. We have such an high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man. For every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices. Wherefore, it is of necessity that this man has somewhat also to offer. For if he were on earth, he should not be a priest, seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according to the law, who serve unto the example and shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle. For see, saith he, that thou make all things according to the pattern showed to thee in the mount. But now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. For if that first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second. For finding fault with them, he saith, Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, saith the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts. And I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. And they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. In that he saith, A new covenant, he hath made the first old. Now that which decayeth and waxeth old is ready to vanish away. Paul was writing to Jewish believers who were coming under powerful attacks from their fellow countrymen to renounce Christ and to return to Judaism. To establish them in their faith, the apostles showed them how the gospel economy, however despised by the Jews, was in every way better than the old economy. And then he went further, and he showed them how that the Old Testament writers themselves anticipated the coming of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. To the Jews, the old economy was meant to endure forever. Their religion, with all its ritual and with all its rites, was, according to them, to remain intact through the ages. But, says Paul, that is impossible. For the prophet Jeremiah prophesied of a new covenant. And that very language indicates that the covenant under which the Jews served was the old covenant. It was antiquated. Or to use the idea of our text, it was decaying with age. And by saying that it was both antiquated and decaying with age, the prophet Jeremiah taught that it could not endure forever. It was not meant to endure beyond a stipulated time period, and it was to give place to a new and a better covenant, the gospel covenant in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now that is Paul's argument. It's a wonderful argument. and it leads him to make some tremendous statements and expositions of the covenant of grace here in Hebrews chapter 8 and indeed on to the 9th chapter. I'm not going to deal with that. But in making the argument in favor of the better covenant, Paul makes this far-reaching statement that which is old, that which is decaying, is just about to pass away. It's on the point of passing away. It's ready to vanish. Now, while it's true that Paul introduces this statement for a very specific purpose to expound, as I've said, the necessity of the covenant of grace in Jesus Christ as against the Mosaic economy, yet the statement of itself isn't limited. It's a very general statement as far as its application goes. In fact, it's an axiom. It's a self-evident truth. Stop and think of it. What Paul is saying is, what is decaying through advanced age is on the point of passing away forever. That should be clear to everybody. It's one of those points that you really don't need to waste a lot of time trying to establish. It is so clear to us. It's something that we live with in our own bodies. We live with in the world in which we exist. That which is decaying through advanced age is passing away, and it's in the point of vanishing forever. And that's what makes this text of Scripture a particularly apt text for the final Sabbath of this year. This year is old, and it's dying, and it's on the point of passing away. In other words, the year itself, the Sabbath day on which we meet, is itself a proof of the text that we have taken this morning, a proof from which we cannot escape. And thus it's a good time for us just to stop and take stock, to consider, as I said earlier, the passing of the temporary to make way for the coming of the permanent. And I'm going to deal with this in a very simple way and basically have two things to say. You will understand that the governing word there is basically. And so those who are old hands coming here will know that they're probably not going to get a sermonette. First and foremost, age and decay are harbingers of death and departure. That's what the text is teaching. Age and decay are harbingers of death and departure. Take this as true of the world in itself. The world is decaying, and it is ready to pass away. People are constantly making the mistake of thinking on the world as something that's intrinsically very stable. We make the mistake of looking on the world as the very epitome of dependability. We go to bed at night, we get up in the morning, we expect the sun either to rise or to have risen. We have become so used to the ongoing events of time that we imagine that as things are, so they must be, and so they will continue to be forever. The reality is, according to God's word, that the world is creaking with age. Paul says, and not just because of the curse, but because the curse has brought about the seeds of decay and death. He says, the whole creation groaneth. The whole creation is groaning, and it's groaning under the burden of advanced years and of advanced decay. It is temporary, and it will soon pass away. Paul admonished the Corinthians that the fashion of this world passeth away. Something that Christians of every generation need to learn. The old Puritans used to tell their people to hold loosely to the things of the world. We are not called to be hermits. We are not called to go out into the desert. We are not called to be so otherworldly that we have no contact with the world in which we live. In fact, the gospel demands the very opposite of God's people as they act as salt in the world and as they act as light in the world. Demands the opposite of being hermits. But yet, while we use the world, we must never fall into the trap of abusing the world. While we use the world, we must never fall into the devil's trap of becoming slaves to the world. We must never come to estimate the things of time and sense so dearly that we clutch on to them and we give them precedence over the things of God. This is one of the great dangers of living in an advanced society. Strange as it may seem, it is more simple. It's less complicated, at least. For Christians to be very spiritual, and very separated, and very prayerful, and indeed very courageous, when they're living under persecution, when they're living in poverty and in great want, than it is when they're living in what we term freedom. More likely it's license. And when we're surrounded by every conceivable luxury. I've often quoted to you the sentiment of the late George Evans when he came to America out of Soviet Russia. One would have thought that somebody coming from Russian prisons would have felt that they were breathing God's fresh air when they came to America. And of course he did, and he used it. But how he lamented the spiritual state of the Church of Christ in this nation, with carnality and worldliness on every side. And of course, that withering indictment that he was amazed at how much Americans were able to do in the church without the Holy Ghost.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website, at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.